Mr. Hicks, in the interview with the committee staff, you stated, and I quote, "In my personal opinion, a fast mover flying over Benghazi at some point, you know, as soon as possible, might very well have prevented some of the bad things that happened that night." Is that right? Did you say that?
Yes, sir, I did.
And you further stated, and I quote, "I believe if we had been able to scramble a fighter or aircraft for two over Benghazi as quickly as possible after the attack commenced, I believe there would not have been a mortar attack on the annex in the morning, because I believe the Libyans would have split." Is that right?
Yes, sir.
At a hearing in February before the Senate Armed Services Committee, General Dempsey, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, was asked whether we could have deployed F-16s from Aviano Air Base in Italy, and he explained why we could not. And these are his words, and we're just trying to make sure we get the complete picture here. "For a couple of reasons," and I quote, this is a quote, "for a couple of reasons. One is that in order to deploy them, it requires this is the middle of the night now, these are not aircraft on strip alert. They're there as a part of our commitment to NATO and Europe. And so as we looked at the timeline, it was pretty clear that it would take up to 20 hours or so to get them there. Mr. Hicks, I understand that you wanted planes to get to Benghazi faster. If I were in your shoes, I would have wanted them to get there yesterday. And that is completely understandable, but the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff said they simply could not get there quickly. Mr. Hicks, do you have any reason to question General Dempsey's testimony before the Senate?
Again, I was speaking from my perspective.
I understand.
On the ground in Tripoli, based on what the defense attaché told me. And he said 2 to 3 hours. Mm-hmm.